Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Monday. What a Monday it's going to be. Colin Dunlap alongside Doran Dickerson. Chris Mackey's in his spot. You have Adam Crowley. He is here as well. So much going on. Check us out live on video 937thefan.com. Right there, live link at the top. It says, watch us live, and you can do that. A lot of people love doing that, so be sure to go to that and tell all your friends to do that. Also, our Odyssey app and your smart speaker. Yes, tell your friends, too. Just play and listen to, hey, Alexa, listen to 93.7 The Fan, and bang, it comes up. With that, I say good morning to you, Chris. How was everything?
It's great. How was everyone's weekend?
Wonderful. Doran, good?
Great.
Crowley?
Great.
Delightful.
All right.
Lovely.
All right. This one I got to get right to, because weird stuff happens to me. Everybody knows this, and I'm still trying to wrap my head around what occurred and how this occurred. So I was leaving the otherwise peaceful Steeler game yesterday. The Steeler game was... outside of the 24-20 score that the Jets won by, it was very enjoyable. It was good. It moved at a brisk pace. I liked it. I thought it was fun. Good time. Great. Tailgate, fun, all of that. So I'm leaving. Everybody was kind to each other. Sat next to my man Bobby, who is a Jets fan. He's a friend of a friend. Good, real good guy. Was a Jets fan, but not obnoxious about it. You know, just rooting for his team. So I go to leave, and I went down the escalator, and I made it out of Gate C. And Gate C, for people who don't know, but they do know the kind of the geography of everything, Gate C is the gate right there at the corner where by the casino where the T comes in, right? So it's that corner. So I made it out of the gate, and I made a left towards the Science Center and the press entrance, like I'm going toward the river. So there's one old man that – not old – 65 to 70. That's unfair to call him old. So older guy walking next to me with his wife. Okay. And he has glasses on and he's a regular looking guy. Just a regular looking guy, probably retired. There are two guys coming out of, I mean, there's a lot of people, but there's guys coming out of the next sort of rotunda, which is a few steps down before you get to the press entrance. And they're going to go straight across and go towards the casino, like across like that street. So these two guys come down, and one guy's probably 30, and the other guy's probably 60. So about the guy's same age. And they are walking, one guy walking right behind the other. The guy who is walking on my shoulder walks just in between them. It's a big crowded pack, and I'm holding my daughter's hand. And he goes, sorry, fat ass. To the guy who's 30, okay? About 30. It's because the guy was just kind of biffing everybody, the big guy. The guy who's 60, who is the dad, I think, of the 30-year-old, all of a sudden, there's just a big space. And I'm like, wow, what's going on here? You know, it just happened real fast. The guy who was walking down, not with his wife, just hauls off and goes, you don't say stuff like that to me or to my, I figure he said to him, to Jimmy, whatever, and just hauled off and punched him right in the face.
Oh, my goodness.
There was no, there was no trash talk. It was like the guy was about it right away. Just right away.
The 60-year-old.
60-year-old punched the other 60-year-old. Right in the side of the face. He took it and shook it off like it was a flyweight bout in He was a Cuban boxer in the Olympics and had headgear on. 60-year-old man hits him. Wife says, Tony, it's not worth it or something. As it's clearing out into a clear boxing ring, right across from the Science Center on the sidewalk. Guy who just got flushed with one right in the side of the head, then punches the other 60-year-old man back right in the forehead.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it almost was like it was a skit or a bit or a TV show. But they were real punches in a real fight. Then the 30-year-old guy walking behind him, I'm like, I should get out of here with my daughter, yeah. But I kind of want to watch this for a minute. Mm-hmm. So I just clear off into the grass area.
Right.
And I rubberneck as I'm walking. And she goes, oh, my gosh. The 30-year-old guy. So they've now traded two punches. Mm-hmm. And they square off. The guy's glasses are askew. The guy who got hit second. 30-year-old guy goes and pushes his dad aside, swings and misses and falls down.
Oh, jeez. Now this thing's turning into a skit.
Right. Swings and misses and falls down. Original guy, right? That was walking and called big guy fat ass, then proceeds to kick fat ass in the stomach.
Oh, geez.
Oh my God.
As 60-year-old dad, I assume, of fat ass, is trying to get at him. Wife grabs original angry guy, rips his shirt, and then they just all scuttle off.
Are you kidding me?
No! It was... unbelievable.
Tell me again why you don't like to take young kids to a Steeler game.
It was any NFL game. Were they Steeler fans?
All three had Steeler gear on.
See, like,
there are people going, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Like, kind of looking for trouble. No trouble. Everybody, hey, great game, good win, whatever. Guy walks, look, he kind of wanted to, the big guy wanted to biff everybody. And he found the one guy he biffed. That didn't want to be biffed by somebody.
That was 60 with his
right,
wife.
And just hauled off, but punched his compadre because he thought, well, he's an easier target.
Yeah,
I've never seen anything go from 0 to 60 that fast, though. There was no...
So the whole thing started, done, over with probably in what, like 20 seconds?
No.
I'm just ballparking.
About 40 seconds.
40? Okay.
About 40
well,
seconds.
That's true. I got to account for the speed factor here or lack thereof.
The swing and the miss by that fat dude.
And he went down. He swung so hard he went straight down. He stumbled. He first he swung and he missed. And he went to one knee. And then he tried to get up. He couldn't get all the way up. It was like a little kid peewee football game, how they're in pads and people have to help him up. He went to one knee, got up to one knee, and the guy went over and kicked him in the side.
Jeez.
At 60-some. And then I think she said Jimmy or Johnny. She's like, it ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. And the wife is grabbing him and ripped his shirt.
Jeez, is it like a nice jersey he had on or something?
No.
Or?
You know what it was? It was a camo, one that you buy from the strip that said Pittsburgh on the back.
Oh, there you go.
It was real bad.
He'll be able to
replace
that.
It was like 17 bucks. But... this is what happens when the Steelers suck.
Yeah, everybody's mad.
I thought about that all the way from there to my car. I was in the Gold Lot. I saw Big Chris, my man, Gold Lot 1B. He was working 1A, but I was at Gold Lot 1B. But I stopped and said hello to him. But anyway, Big Chris, what's up? So I thought about that all the way from the incident to then my car. This is what happens when Steeler fans are at each other's throat because their team is so bad.
Yep.
It was ridiculous.
I flipped right over to Pomp and Hokey, and they were immediately at each other like 5 seconds into the post game on the CW. Like and I was like, you know what? This is what happens. You lose to the Jets, you go 1-3, the season is falling apart, everyone's mad at each other.
I think the big guy and his dad, who I assume was his dad, were coming out of like, because I was in the West Club, like the Hyundai Club. Mm-hmm. I think they were coming out of, I don't think the guy was where I was. He may have been, or he may have just been coming out of Gate C. I think the big guy and his dad were coming out of a nice club, though, somewhere.
Really?
Yeah, I don't. Anyway, they got lumped. They lost a handicap match, if you will, like an old school WWE. They lost 2-on-1.
I mean, that the big guy's swing probably took 10 seconds.
It did. He came all the way way back.
And then kind of
it came all the way forward.
I mean, it had to for him to lose his balance and end up on one knee.
And
right?
then the crazy part is there's like wives walking with their husbands and guys, and they go, what are these jagoffs doing? Like, it was so slow. It was a case study in like, somebody has to have it on video because it took so long. And I'm thinking, if I saw this on video, it would be fighting so stupid. But it would be so hilarious on how bad these guys fought.
You think alcohol was at play?
My God. I think one guy had the guy with a camo Steeler jersey that said Pittsburgh on the back had a Steeler hat, I believe, that was camo, except it had a bright orange bill.
That's his hunting outfit.
Yeah,
also,
it was unbelievable.
He's ready for hunting season. Yeah, it's archery season, right?
The one thing, and this is a true text. I thought of this too. The young generational Steeler fan don't want the old man Steeler man smoke, and they're right about
that.
Yeah,
they are right. No.
That guy lived through Mark Malone, and he's pissed again.
He's pissed again. Obviously, it didn't take much.
I know.
He's like, I'm knocking somebody out today.
He did. He did not want it. The young kid was like, oh, okay. And then he ended up laying on the ground.
Let me tell you, I saw David Woodley once.
I'm pissed. I paid these personal seat licenses. I'm pissed off about all this. Steelers stink. Can't believe this. This is like 1981 again.
That was probably one of those fights, too, that it was like so bad and slow, but you wanted to watch it so bad. Then you're with your daughter. You're with Darren. You're probably like, hey, Darren, just stay next to me. I want to watch a little bit. Just kind of hold on.
She goes, what's going on? And I go, it's okay. Because I also figured she was kind of short enough in the crowd to not see it all.
Right. Yeah.
So I was all right with it. But I kind of pushed her off into the sidewalk, made sure I was between all of it. And it was in such slow motion, I knew we were safe.
Right. That's kind of what I was getting. You're probably like, hey, I'm a little bit. Okay, let's go.
I was kind of like dying, though. That was the only incident. That was it. That was it. There was nothing else. There was one guy. Tell me about there was one other thing. It was when Minka was down, I think. Or it was the play it may have been the play when the Jets guy blew his ankle out, but there was also a Steeler down on the play on the far sideline.
Right.
I forget who it was.
I think it was Edmonds.
Edmonds, yes. There was a double injury.
Yeah. Right.
But I think it actually may have been when Minka was down. There was a Jets fan standing yelling, J-E-T-S. And some people felt as if the protocol was that guy should not be cheering while a Steeler is down because, well, take a knee. It's like Pee-wee soccer. And so people were yelling at him to shut up because you should be quiet because there's an injury.
There's two injuries though, right?
Well, I actually think it was when Minka was down late in the game, now that I think about it more. There was just a Steeler down. Does that guy, he should be like Pee-wee, like Little League soccer, and he should take a knee too? Should he stop cheering? I was on the fence.
Yeah,
it's a little uncouth.
It was, but it, like,
if nobody else is. I mean, you're just standing screaming. Oh, yeah, come on.
I know they were showing like people. Everybody was all concerned.
You didn't see this.
A hush falls over the crowd.
You didn't see the guy crying on TV when Kenny went in, did you?
I saw the video. I saw the screen caps of it. There was a guy crying.
Yeah.
I did.
How'd I miss him?
I saw the video of it when I got home.
Yeah, they showed it like right when they cut the break.
I know.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Wonder how he was feeling after the third pick.
Oh, my Crowley. Gosh.
Come on, Crowley. Save it for
here
six.
Here we go.
Yeah, goodness.
I could still see the guy, though.
All in all, you had a good time, though?
I had an unbelievable fight. I mean, I'll remember it. It was – if I saw all three combatants, I'd recognize him right now.
Would you really?
Yes, that's how slow the fight was.
What if they run into each other again at another game
later?
They'd
probably buy each other.
You think?
I don't know.
Old school guys.
But he goes, why you call him a fat ass? Why you gonna say that? Why you gonna say that? Why you gonna be like that? And the guy just didn't even speak. He just punched him right in the face.
That's how those guys used to handle things.
Yeah.
That's why I think that if they saw each other next day, it's like, I'll buy you a beer. Sorry about last time.
You're probably
God,
right.
Yeah. It's like.
But the guy who did the first punching, his glasses got askew, and then his wife just took them off for him.
And then she ripped the shirt.
Then she ripped his shirt after he kicked the big guy. Right in the side. The big guy tried to get up. He got up to one knee and then got kicked.
Sounds like that's not where you want to be kicking that guy either.
Yeah. It was a lot of reverberation.
Where did he get kicked?
In the side.
It was probably like this.
Yeah. It was a big loud noise. Yep. And he did definitely had on like Like, he was wearing those boots to work today. They were like carpenter boots. Yes.
That guy, big guy's got a giant bruise on his side today that he's showing people and telling them about how he got in a fight.
It was on.
He had the like the key hanging from his hip that kind of extends the.
Yes. You know, it was. And he had his. The lanyard, best. Yes. The guy's camo hat, too, was like Elmer Fudd. Like, he had it folded like he was, you know, like, I think my man was in the Army at some point. You know, they have a hat folded real up high, like squared off. That's how his hat was. He was about it, though. I give him credit. I'll give all three of those guys credit. They were staking their manhood out.
So that's great.
It was. It wasn't it in
is,
the stadium.
It is, but it isn't.
It was. Yeah. You know, it is, but it isn't. Yeah. It was on the sidewalk. It was. Oh, goodness.
You just thought that you're going to make it out nice and clean.
Right,
at
nothing.
At the end of the day, you're like, wow, I can't believe nothing. It was a nice, clean game, and all of a sudden, boom.
I did see one guy, too, in the parking lot. I think maybe tear his ACL trying to play. Trying to punt a football in the parking lot.
Oh, jeez.
I don't football. Know.
Football. Yeah. He had a real football. He was trying to punt it. They were throwing it around, and there was a puddle, and he stepped and kind of his plant foot kind of came out a little. And then he limped back over and did like five shots, but he was still limping the rest of the day. He's going to wake up today and have to call Dr. Bradley.
Yeah.
He was in bad shape. But he tried to play it off, but he went straight down to one knee and then got back up real quick and then limped back over to the tailgate.
He tried to punt it
in the parking lot. Anyhow, yeah, go Steelers.
Nice
what
job,
a day.
Sepulveda.
Here we go. Lots to get into. Hello.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.